This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1
News. I'm G. Abile reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea is looking for trouble with its nuclear weapons program and asked Beijing's cooperation in reining in Pyongyang. Mr. Trump tweeted Tuesday, "If China decides to help, that'd be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them." He didn't elaborate on what actions his administration would take. Trump also tweeted, he told Chinese President Xi Jinping during last week's summit in Florida that Beijing's trade deal with Washington will be far better for China if they solve the North Korean problem. The U.S. on Tuesday sharply rejected Russian claims that the chemical gas sarin that killed dozens of people in Syria last week came from an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions storage. National security officials at a White House briefing accused Moscow, an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, of a very clear campaign to obfuscate the nature of the attack. They said the chemical weapons in the April 4th attack landed in the middle of a street, not on a building. The officials, speaking on background without direct attribution, said Syria has not come clean on its collection of chemical weapons, despite a 2013 agreement to dismantle its stockpile. One official said, Washington is confident the rebels fighting Assad's government don't have sarin. The official called the evidence an opportunity for Russia to end its disinformation campaign. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed four people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts he will be arrested. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before a Stockholm court at a hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rakhmat Akilov. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Moscow Tuesday. G7 ministers meeting Tuesday in Italy failed to agree on targeted sanctions against the Russian and Syrian military. The ministers argued an investigation would first have to confirm who in Syria used chemical weapons against civilians in the country last week. Ahead of his Moscow visit, Tillerson told reporters, "We cannot let this happen again." The chemical attack prompted a global outcry and a U.S. missile attack that marked a turning point in the Trump administration's approach to the seven-year-old conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump spokesman Sean Spicer spoke with reporters.
There's no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, you know, understanding. So getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step. But secondly, and I guess, you know, equally as important, is to make sure that the areas where we can find a commitment to defeat ISIS is something that we share.
Sean Spicer. The International Organization for Migration says young men from North Africa migrating to Libya or Europe in search of jobs are being caught up and auctioned off as cheap labor. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
Testimony from dozens of young men who have survived their ordeals presents a shocking and destructive picture of a slave trade operated by smugglers in Libya profiting from the misery of others. The International Organization for Migration reports that many young men, mainly from Nigeria, Ghana, Gambia, and Senegal, are targeted as potential victims when they arrive in Agadez, Niger, on their way to Libya. The IOM says they often pay traffickers several hundred dollars to be transported to Libya, and once they arrive, they are handed over to smugglers for sale. IOM Chief of Mission for Libya, Othman Belbesi, says the migrants are treated as commodities.
If a migrant is being killed, sometimes it's considered normal, and many of the migrants are buried without identifications.
The IOM says that migrants often are abused, tortured, and discarded when they have outlived their value. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump's run for office, Russia's activities abroad, and offshore tax havens with links around the world were featured in stories honored with the Pulitzer Prize, the highest honor in American journalism. David Farrantold of The Washington Post won the prize for national reporting. I'm G. Abile in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.